We got a statement here, and it will be followed by legal. So, anyway, here it is. Everybody wants to know what happened, and of course, there's two sides. But to address a recent event on February 9th, 2024, involving a peddler within the jurisdiction of the municipality and municipal boundaries of the city of Broken Bow, Nebraska, and also to address all mobile businesses in general. At 10:11 a.m. on February 9th, I received my first phone call of 9 complaints that day pertaining to a peddler at the square. 12:45 p.m. and after the third complaint, which was the third complaint, was directed to the mayor, accusing the mayor of not enforcing the law. There was a mass text to council and administration alerting them to incoming complaints in which a council member reported getting two of them as well. At 1:30 p.m. after referencing laws that were in place, the decision was made to pass the vendor to relocate. Upon contact, that was about approximately 1:30. And after an explanation of why was given, the vendor became extremely mad and stated that there would be repercussions. The vendor did finally agree to relocate, but not until the customer present was a gun shy. In which the demand, which we met that demand as well, and we granted that wish. Everyone from the city departed knowing that there was an agreement between the peddler and the city. But at approximately 4 p.m., after another complaint that I received, I left work and drove to the square. I witnessed that there was a peddler still there and fully set up with no attempts to leave. On my arrival, I summoned law enforcement. Shortly after officer arrived and was visible to the peddler, they started to make attempts to move. The vendor departed at 4:35 p.m., which was 25 minutes short of their intended all-day stay. Even though total enforcement of the law was delayed initially for their benefit, it is believed that the vendor recorded a social media feed within 3 hours between being asked and agreeing to leave and them actually departing the area. It's unfortunate that emotions and actions were expressed to the level they were. Either way, the council decides whether to subsidize mobile businesses on public property or remove mobile businesses and remain neutral on public land. Some of the laws may need to be reviewed as well if time allows. It all comes down to a decision to allow or not allow after hearing statements from the public and the council action. Reality, there is two views and one decision to make. When laws are enforced and complaints happen, when laws are overlooked and not enforced, it's a double-edged sword. For my oath and authority, I will continue to enforce any laws currently and any laws that are adjusted by council as per State Regulation 17-110. I don't have all the answers, but it is in critical status for a decision by the council representatives, since mobile businesses will be reaching their business season soon, and they need time to plan and adjust accordingly. In note, peddler permits currently are issued per Chapter 113 in the Code of Ordinances. And note, request from a vendor submitted to me or the city requesting a personal meeting with the mayor concerning February 9th, 2024. For this date.